What?
Hey, Tanner.
Hold on, don't.
Have you ever seen A Little Vampire?
Let's reel
Let's
it in.
reel it in. I'm teaching today, Tanner.
Yeah.
And we're starting off with something a little different.
Okay.
We're shortening the summary.
We're jumping right into that.
We're spark noting the summary.
Well, first, bro, we always got to shout out the drink.
Slow down.
We always got to shout out the drink.
Fair life.
Fair life. Do you remember the controversy from Fair Life a couple years ago?
Fair Oaks Farms?
Fair Oaks Farms.
Yeah. Is that where this is from?
Yes. Why do you think it's from?
Oh, boy.
So we got chocolate milk today for all our audio listeners.
Little Easter egg. It's got a cow on it.
See, here's the thing, dude. You know how it always says shake well?
Mm-hmm.
Like on things? I never do.
You don't shake it?
Nope.
So when you get to the bottom of the bottle, you just power through. You're just like, yeah, this is terrible, but I'm going to finish it.
No, I actually like it. Here's another question. When you have Chipotle, do you mix in all of your stuff, or do you eat like side to side with it, or just whatever's on top?
Mm-hmm. It's definitely a process. Okay. If you can't just start mixing right out the gate. It's going to spill everywhere.
Yes.
You have to start by eating. Like, I eat half of it just as they serve it.
Yeah.
And that second half, I spread it amongst the rest of the bowl and mix it together, and then I enjoy it.
I think I do very similar to what you do.
Yeah. It's the only sane way to do it, honestly. Yeah.
But hey, cheers.
Yeah, hey, fair life.
Fair life.
Hey, fair life, fair wife. Am I right?
I am not married.
Did we both just finish our drink?
We did. We just started, and I was looking at you the whole time. I was like, is he gonna stop?
What am I supposed to do with my hands the rest of the episode?
That's the Instagram post right there. That's the Instagram video.
That's great. Also, we didn't mention this in the first couple of videos, but we do have an Instagram, real.it.in.podcast.
Yeah, make sure to follow. We won't follow back.
Wow. So that's done. So that's that bit.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I have to just sit here with my hands crossed. I can't hold anything.
Yeah. Okay. So, like you were saying, well, dude. Tell me about this movie. What did you think of it?
What did I think of it? We're just going to start jumping around?
All right. What was your rotten tomato? What was your Rotten Tomato?
Traumatizing scale. Next week, we're talking about Beetlejuice. So
are we really?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Okay. That's a great film.
Should we go backwards just for the heck of it?
No.
Okay.
At the end of the episode, we're just like, reel it in.
Reel it in.
Hey, have you ever seen The Little Vampire? Yeah. Okay, no. Yeah, well, tell me about this movie.
Yeah, I will. Okay, so we're doing it different.
Okay.
We're spark noting the summary.
Yeah.
Correct?
Yeah.
So we're going to trim it down to, we have to say the entire summary.
In 5 minutes. And to make sure we're on time, I have a handy dandy iPad to have the timer on it.
Because we are technologically advanced.
Technologically. And there's going to be a timer somewhere.
Somewhere on the screen so you can follow along. And if you're an audio listener, just set a timer yourself.
Yeah.
You can do it. You know how to. We all have it in our pockets.
Or just trust us.
Just believe us on it.
Yeah.
So,
but The Little Vampire.
The Little Vampire.
What year did it come out? I think it was 2000?
It came out 2000. I thought it came out in 1999, but it's 2000 years old. The year I was born.
2000?
The year I was born. That's why I haven't seen this movie yet, because I was like negative 2 years old. That doesn't make sense. I was negative a couple days years old.
Sure.
Yeah.
What's it rated? Do you know?
I think it's rated PG.
Yeah.
It's definitely not rated G. Definitely not rated G.
There's a lot of blood in it. No, I'm just kidding. No blood in it.
There's a lot of ketchup in it.
A lot of ketchup.
Yeah.
Okay.
A lot of red-eyed cows. So, summary, you want to hit that timer?
Yes,
and then
sir.
I'm going to
yes,
do
sir.
My best. No scripts. Oh, off yeah. off the. You got a dirty screen?
Yeah, dirty screen. Sorry.
Okay. It's fine.
Okay. Here we go. Ready? 5 minute timer.
5 minute timer.
So basically Ben has to like no notes, anything like that, has to explain the whole movie in 5 minutes.
Yes.
Rather than the 40 minutes that we've been doing. So.
Also, I don't know what we're doing with the Coraline episode, but if you powered through that.
Shout out to you guys.
A real one. You are a real one.
MVPs, because that was a 50-minute episode.
You get to like this video is what you get to do. You earned that.
Thank you, guys. Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks.
All right. Ready, Ben?
Ready, sir.
All right. Starting the timer now.
All right. So, movie starts off with a ritual. There's a comet going towards the moon, and a cloaked figure holds up a medallion.
Yeah.
And then a rocket. Do I have one on my mustache?
No, I just had an itch.
Oh, I thought you were like, I thought you were signaling me.
Oh, no, no, you're good. Go. You have 4 minutes and 40 seconds.
Oh, yeah, we're timed. So then it hits, it's the medallion, and then the main character, the boy from Stuart Little, is in a bed.
Stuart?
Stuart. This child actor is he's kind of, his staple is, I can't think when I'm timed, bro. I'm under a lot of pressure.
You gotta keep going.
He hangs out with little mice and little vampires in his movies. Okay. Anyway, he's in bed and he wakes up from his dream and he's like, oh, mom, vampires. And mom and dad are like, you, they're not real. Vampires aren't real.
Right.
But there's a dude in a truck driving around hunting down the vampires. He's like, I'm gonna get him. This is my calling. It's my bloodline.
Right.
Calling, because it's traditional and bloodline, because vampires like blood.
Yeah.
Anyway, he shines, the vampire hunter shines his light on the little bat, and he's like, oh, the bat's like, oh no, like I'm dying. And so he flies into the little boy's room, and because he sees the little boy in the room in a cape and ketchup on his teeth and fake fangs, and he flies into the room because he's like, oh, he's one of me. And it's plot twist, it's not. Not really a plot twist either. We knew that. And then he comes to life in the chimney. And then he says, oh, like, brother, are you a brother? Are you a vampire, brother? And then he's like, well, I'm not a vampire. I'm definitely not a sister. Something like that. And then they try to, you know, he tries to attack him, but he's too weak. I don't have a lot of time. And I'm still in the first 10 minutes. Bro. They develop a friendship together. And they fly around together. He can't be out in the sun. He sleeps. The little vampire sleeps in the little boy's trunk in his bedroom. And the parents are like, what's that smell? Which they never even talked about.
Right.
I guess they just stink.
Okay. Yeah.
I guess they just have bad hygiene.
I guess so.
Whatever.
Yeah.
And then so they develop a friendship. The vampire hunter tries to get the town's – they're in Scotland. Who runs the town? I don't even know who – not the mayor.
Yeah, I don't know.
Whatever his – he's got a monocle, so he's professional. He runs something. He's like, yo, you know the vampires are in this town, right? You got to let me hunt them. He's like, unless you provide proof that people are getting bit up in this town, I'm not doing anything. Right. So he's like, fine, I'm going to get somebody bit on purpose. And he lowers one of the graveyard keeper down into the grave where all the vampires live, and he gets bit. He pulls him back out. He says, here, look at this. And the guy's like, oh, my goodness, this is real. All right, you can do what you want, man. Go kill him. And then so he goes to the graveyard and he starts like digging into the ground and they have to find the medallion. And the little kids are looking around and like the little vampire has a sister and the family and the little brother tries to kill the little boy. And there's a little graveyard gravestone thing. And he's like, vampires can't go in here because the medallion's holding us off. We can't actually get the medallion because it's holding us off. So little boy, you got to go get it. He's like, okay. So he crawls down into like the deep confines of the cemetery and he is looking at this gravestone. He's like, it's covered in chains. I can't get it. And then the vampire killer's drill goes down into the thing, breaking the chains. And he's like, oh shoot. Okay. I can get it now. Psych. No medallion. Is it medallion or medallion?
Buh. I think.
Buh. That's my first word. Ball.
Medallion. Minute. Medallion. 15 seconds.
And, okay.
Left.
Okay. So.
Plow through it, bro. Go.
Okay. So, they go to the other place because he grabs the chain. The little boy grabs the necklace chain with all the medallion on it. He gets like a vision and starts twitching. He's like looking at the guys and they're like, what the heck is happening? He's like, I know where it is. I can see it this time. I know where it is. And then so they go to that place. This whole movie is a scavenger hunt for this medallion. They go to one place, it's not there. The other place is not there. They go all around the place.
Right.
And then it's not there again. It's literally not there again. It's in his freaking bedroom. So they go to his bedroom after he gets closed into the thing, into the coffin by the vampire hunter, and he gets out. I don't remember how. Oh, he whistles and the little vampire sister comes and saves him. And then they go to his room and get it, and the vampire killer follows them, And there's like a chase, and they go to the cliff where the first ritual happened in the beginning of the movie, and then they hold up the medallion, and then the sun hits it, and there's freaking cows I forgot to talk about. They drink cow blood, and they all rise and fight off the vampire killer, and there's a big blimp in the way, and then they get it out of the way, and they sink them, and then the little boy holds the medallion. He's like, I can do this on my own, and he shines it, and then the sun hits it, and they're all normal people at the end.
Oh. Good job. Good job. Wow. Whew. Wow. You know what my favorite part is? That, like, okay. See, I get to watch you struggle. And the people get to watch you struggle, but our audio listeners just hear, and then this happened, and then with the and the cows, there were cows, and
how did I forget about the cows?
Oh my gosh, bro!
Whatever.
That was really, really good. That was,
thanks, man. Thanks,
no
man.
No practice.
No practice. I looked in the mirror.
So that's the story of the little vampire.
That's the little vampire. Okay. You know it frontwards and backwards now.
Yeah, exactly. Well, they know it kind of everywhere.
They know it kind of. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Great, dude.
Right. That went. That's so much better. That's so much better than just reading it. For sure. That's fun.
That was good.
Good stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Cool, dude. Yeah, yeah. So, well, yours is really quick. So, how about you explain your then and now?
Yeah, so.
Did you ever see this movie before?
I didn't. I have never seen this movie or the remake. I don't think I saw the remake.
I haven't seen the remake, and I don't plan on it.
My first question is this a Disney original movie? Or is this something that people pay to see in the theater?
I mean, I watched it on Disney Channel when I was a kid.
Okay.
But I didn't know if it was Disney brand or not.
Okay.
I've never seen it in theaters. I only saw it on Disney Channel, and I loved it.
Because no pun intended, dude.
Yeah. Oh, no. Oh, no.
This movie sucks.
What?
This movie sucks.
Shut up.
This movie's not good. This movie's not good.
Really? You don't think so?
You're not trying to get back at me for the heffalump?
You made me watch Coraline.
Coraline's good.
Coraline was weird.
We did a whole 50-minute episode on it. Coraline's good.
Yeah, because all 50 minutes was me trying to make sense of what I witnessed. No. Really, you didn't like this movie.
I didn't like it at all.
What?
I'm sorry. What I realized is, all right, so we're only 4 years. We're only 4 years in age difference.
Right.
That 4 years, I guess a total shift in child movie culture happened.
Okay.
Because all the movies from your childhood, I cared nothing about.
Okay.
And then all the movies from my childhood, when you were, you know, like a teenager, I guess, or like you're older than me.
Right.
You don't care about. So something happened in those 4 years where, like, we just don't care about the other person's movie at all.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. But really? You really didn't like
this? I really didn't like this movie at all.
It's a story about family.
Yeah.
It's a story about friendship.
Yeah.
A story about sucking blood.
Cow's blood.
Cow's blood.
Yep. Was that the controversy at Fair Oaks Farms?
Shut up.
Okay.
Shut up.
Okay.
No.
No, it was worse.
We don't have to get into that. You can look it up. Dang, dude. Well, what other movies are... Okay, for your example thing that you were just talking about, like, what other movies have you seen? Like, out of the movies we've seen...
Simon Birch... was decent, but it was definitely, like, in the same vein or same year or whatever that this movie came out. They both have similar vibes.
Right, okay. What?
As far as the kind of, the not in terms of, like, themes.
Simon Birch is about a small little man dying at the end.
This movie is about a small little vampire turning into a real man at the end.
Benjamin Button. Have you seen that movie? Because I have not.
That movie is long, but it's good.
Is it?
Yeah, it's long. Ain't nobody got time for that. I feel like I was Benjamin Button watching that movie.
Watching that movie?
Aging it. Because it was so long, Tanner. Because it was a really long movie.
How long was it, dude?
It's like 3 hours long.
Shut up.
Okay.
It's like an Endgame.
Yeah. But it felt like... Endgame felt short.
It felt like Ben-Hur.
That's a 5 hour long movie or something.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that's one I will never set time for. I'll have to watch it for school.
But. Okay, so your then was you never saw it. So
yeah, my now is I just didn't like it. It wasn't funny. It wasn't.
It doesn't have to be funny.
I had no previous attachment to this movie going into it, and so I just it was nothing.
Ugh.
My favorite part about the movie was any scene that the vampire killer was in. I liked him a lot.
Okay.
Yeah, he was over the top. I felt like he was aware of the movie he was in, You know, and he just went for it.
He knew the role.
Everybody else was in a different movie.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. And I know it's child actors, and you can't always get the best performance out of child actors, but how did this kid become a star? Well, the main character. He's
Tony?
Terrible.
Tony.
He's terrible. I'm going to stomp on this kid.
What are you talking about?
He does not do a good job in this movie.
I don't even think he's been in anything since he was a kid. I think he was just
He was in Stuart Little, and then he was in this one, and I swear he's in some other stuff. I'm going to look it up real quick.
Yeah, he was in something else. I just can't remember what it is. Dang. What is it? Was his name Jonathan Lipnicki? His name?
Yeah, Jonathan William Lipnicki.
Lipnicki.
So okay, he's in some stuff. Okay. He is in Jerry Maguire.
Yeah. Okay, I remember that.
And then I just don't recognize any of these other movies.
Yeah.
So the kid, he's cute and all, you know.
Hold on.
Like. So the kid, he's cute and all.
No, he is.
Like, he's good.
I'm going to
pick
it up.
Like, he looks.
We pause.
He
don't,
looks.
Don't put this
he's
in.
A good looking kid.
Stop. I know.
But that's all he has going for him. Ben, he is a terrible actor. Kick this kid to the curb.
No. Okay. Enough about John Lip, whatever his name is. Lip,
yep.
Lick, Nick, Lip Nicki Minaj.
Ooh.
But you didn't like the actor. You didn't like him.
No. No, no. You had options back in the day, you know. You had little kids to choose from, and this kid was cute.
You picked John Lipnicki.
He's cute.
Versus Macaulay Culkin.
Yes. Yeah.
Do you know about that?
What was the other option? Macaulay Steak Fries are back or something like
the
that?
The McRib is back.
The McRib is back, Culkin.
Macaulay,
yeah.
The McRib is back.
No, but like he's not a good actor. You had options for
he's
kids.
He's a kid.
I don't care. You had so many good child actors during that, the 2000s.
Name one good actor, a kid actor, today.
I don't know his name, but I'm going
to look
him up right now. He was in Wonder. He was in Dr. Sleep. And if you want.
Well, this kid, I guess he's not really a kid anymore, but who's the new kid that's playing the new Rick and Morty with.
Literally any of the kids from the cast of It Chapter 2.
That's when. It Chapter 2?
That's
what I was gonna say. This the kid I'm talking about is from It.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they're like, I guess they're like teenagers now, but
Finn Wolfhard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess I can't think of any that are this young. But you still had options.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, what's
kid was rocking it in Stuart Little.
What's the kid who it was in Justin Bieber's music video?
That was Justin Bieber.
No, Jacob Tremblay. Well, he was in that one. He was in that one movie, bro, where it was the three kids and they got like in trouble or something.
That's who I was talking about, Jacob Tremblay. He's the kid from Wonder. He's the kid from Dr.
Sleep.
Oh,
I didn't know he was in Wonder.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's the main kid. He has all the prosthetics on his face.
Got it. That's probably why I didn't recognize him.
Yeah. Fair. The one kid from the movie that doesn't look like anything like him. That's who I'm thinking of.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Okay. Well, I'll let you know my then and now.
Please.
My then was that I love this movie.
Mm-hmm.
This every time this was
Can I cut you off real quick?
Huh?
Can I cut you off real quick?
Okay.
I have never watched anything from Mr. Lipnicki recently. He could be a phenomenal actor now. He really could. I just haven't seen anything.
You're like, trying to cover your butt right
your
now.
Your child work.
Oh, my gosh. It can be addressing John Lipnicki.
But
right
if you're watching, and I know you are.
He's not. He's definitely not.
Just know that if you're putting out good work now, man, I support you, and I'm glad you're still putting out content.
Yeah, and
now
I'll address Jonathan as well.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, Ben, I had to do that to you. I'm sorry that
Tanner's like, oh, I've always been a fan.
He's a good
kid. I've been his number one fan.
He's a good kid.
You just say what you really think. Just say what you really think, Tanner. We all know
bro,
it,
bro. I grew up with him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Speaking of, my then was that I grew up with him. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, man. There's something kind of like I've always like remember Simon Birch?
Yes.
I always love friendship movies.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So Iron Giant, example
got
two.
You. Yeah.
What other movies have we done?
We haven't done put out Iron Giant yet. No, we have. I'm sorry.
What are you talking about?
By the time of this podcast, we haven't put out that episode. But yes,
we're a little behind.
If you're watching this now. Yeah,
we're a little behind.
That's why we addressed the Jack Black being on Conan.
Yes.
Like 2 months after it happened.
Yeah. There was another one. What was the other one we did? Holes. I mean, yeah. All these movies about friendship. You know what I mean? True. Like.
So now I know what you like. Now I know what you like.
I like friendship movies.
Yes.
So, to me, I was like, this is so cool. Like, a vampire kid is friends with a human kid. Like, opposites attract, you know? Yeah. But, I loved it. Every time it was on Disney Channel, I was like, we're watching it, you know? Like, but now, watching it again, okay, it has aged a little bit. I'll give you that. It does
feel a little bit. There's a scene where a cow hangs upside down and he looks like he's made of glass.
Yeah, CGI wasn't great in this movie. But
that's a budget thing, so I'm not going to hate on it.
It's a I love the story, man. Honestly, like, it's just so, like, it reminds me of, like, E.T., you know, like, here's something else outside of the human world.
You spit that out right now. What you just said, you make it into a physical object in your mouth and you spit it out right now.
Like,
you do not compare Little Vampire to E.T. the extraterrestrial.
No, I'm not, okay. But I'm saying it's like that type of film, like exactly like Iron Giant as well, where it's like something outside the human race, something that we're not familiar with, and there's still the ability to be friends with.
Aliens in the Attic. That.
And it's a vampire.
Aliens in the Attic, too. That happens.
Yes. Josh Peck.
I want Josh Peck. I wonder... Every movie we've done so far, is that the case? Sharkboy and Lava Girl, Dreamworld.
Holes, How to Eat Fried Worms.
I guess not Holes or How to Eat Fried Worms.
Not Coraline.
No, Coraline, that's pretty mundane.
Well, Pooh Teffalump, too, I was even like, okay, I like this.
Yeah.
A little bit.
A lot of them are about outside strange people or things becoming friends with those people, which is interesting.
Like
kind of like us, man.
Yeah. So that's my then and now. Ben, do you have any quotes for us?
I have a couple quotes. One of them I already said. A little bit.
Repeat it.
It was the. He's like, hey, how's it going, brother? Like a young.
Oh, he's like.
Like a young
what
Hulk Hogan.
Are you in, brother?
He's like, wait, you say it. You know it more than me.
I know this movie. He's like, what clan are you in, brother? And John Lipnicki. I'm not even gonna call him by Tony.
That's his name. I just called him the child, though.
Tony is the human. Rudolph is the vampire.
Gotcha.
Tony's like, and his like teeth, his fake teeth drop out with the blood, and it's like paper teeth that makes him look like a vampire when they fall out. He's like, and Rudolph goes, "You are not a brother," and then John Lipnicki goes, "Well, I'm not a sister.
I'm not a sister." And he runs out of the room.
And I'm like, yeah,
that's a good line, man.
Yeah, don't gender assume.
Exactly.
2000.
A little behind there, buddy.
Just saying. So, okay, what else you got?
You should invite them over for dinner. They'd rather have you for dinner.
Yeah, mom and the son.
Mom and the son. Mom and the lip, Nikki. And then, do you have a bed for the undead? If you're sleeping in a coffin, I can help you out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bed for the undead.
Bed for the undead.
That's actually the title of my second album that I dropped.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. What was the top song off that album?
So, what do we got next? Are we doing?
Yeah. Oh, we have Traumatizing Scale. This movie's too cute to be scary.
Thank you.
It's too cute to be scary.
Yeah, it wasn't. It wasn't Coraline.
Wasn't
crying
Coraline.
Out freaking loud. There's one part that always gave me the spooks, and it was in the beginning. And it was during the dream sequence that he had right in the start of the movie where they had the medallion thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then they drop it into the water.
Yeah.
And John Lipnicki is at the bottom of the water in his bed looking up from the mountain. And where are you going?
No, keep going. I know what you're saying. I'm going to do it physically. Go. Keep talking.
Oh, okay. John Lipnicki's in his bed. Mm-hmm. And he's looking up off the cave, and this vampire jumps down to get the medallion and goes like that. And you guys are missing out. I hate that. Okay. All right. Stop. Go back to your seat. Yeah,
freaking.
Oh, okay. But yeah, that part was a little scary.
Only part that spooked me a little bit is when.
It spooked you, but it didn't scare you, you know?
Yeah, he's in the room with the two little boys, the Lipnicki and Rudolph, and, like, the bat ears come out of his head.
Oh, yeah, he was, like, the two bullies.
And that's kind of scary.
Yeah, I agree.
If I saw that in real life, that'd freak me out.
That'd be, like, tweaking.
Tweaking.
Not twerking.
Tweeting.
Oh, This reminds me of exactly what I wanted to tell you before.
Please. Every episode, Tanner says, yo, I got to tell you something during the podcast. And he just doesn't say it.
Yeah,
and
then he tells me afterwards. So here, we'll do for context wise. Okay. Yeah. So this girl in the movie, it's the sister, Rudolph's sister right here. Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know what else she's in?
No, what else?
She's the sister in Narnia.
Oh, I never saw Narnia.
Oh, okay.
Oh, but I could recognize her for that.
Yeah.
So no. Picture her just the way she looked in the movie, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Her like nasty blonde hair, like she looks old, wig. Like her face.
Mm-hmm.
Like here, actually, we're gonna do something. Ben, open your eyes. Look up a picture of this girl, okay? We're gonna pull up the same picture that you're looking at.
I know what she looks like.
Okay, I know, but I need you to just do this for context wise, okay?
Yeah.
So you're looking at her?
Yep.
Okay. Now you ready?
Yeah.
Now if you guys are watching, now if you're audio, you gotta look this up for yourself. But mm-hmm. this girl right here,
yep.
Tell me that is not Billie Eilish.
I knew you were gonna say it. I knew you were gonna say it.
Dude, am I right?
Billie Eilish stole her style
and
claimed it as her own.
No, not even that. She like her puffy lips. She looks like Billie.
She does look like Billie. 100%. William Eyelash. Yeah. I see it.
Okay. So,
I totally see it.
So obviously Billie. Well, actually, yeah. Billie Eilish is like a couple years younger than us, right?
She is.
I think she's like
she
20.
Just turned 18.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought she was like 20. And on. To be honest with me, do you think Billie Eilish is somewhat attractive?
Yeah.
Okay, I do too.
Yeah.
I'm glad we agree. Billie?
She scares me.
Oh, but yeah, Billie, you terrify me, dude.
I think there was a period of time when I first was introduced to Billie. I'm like, yeah, she's attractive.
Yeah.
And then she just like went green with her hair. And then like she just looked like a demon Hulk.
Yeah.
And that kind of was like. Now she's blonde. I'm like, okay, yeah, there she is again.
Now she's kind of rocking the Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah. She's kind of like a rock star now.
It's let me ask. Let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. When we all sleep, where do we go?
Oh, that was the most popular track title off of your song, "The Bed for the Undead," right? Yep.
Full circle. So, to answer that question, just that little part was a little traumatizing, but that was kind of it. What do we got next?
Tomato score.
What's Rotten Tomato give this?
Rotten Tomato score gave this a 55%.
That's what I'm freaking talking about. That's
a bad score.
It's better. No.
That's a bad score, Tanner. No.
Anything above 50.
Nope, 60.
Counts as a good score.
60. 60 and up.
Is that like the Rotten Tomato thing?
Mm-hmm. 60.
I could care
60
less.
Gets a picture of a tomato.
Okay.
Everything else below it gets a squash. Well, I'm with you on that, though. I could care less about what this movie says because I think it's worse than 55%.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. do you want to give yours? I'll give my positive score first.
Mm-hmm.
How about that?
Mm-hmm.
So Rotten Tomatoes gives us 55, you said?
Yes.
My Rotten Tomatoes is on a scale of 1 to 100. I would say like 62. Like, it's 62? Good, it's good, but it's not, like,
okay.
It's not like best-selling, you know?
I just disagree that, according to Rotten Tomatoes, that this movie is better than Aliens in the Attic.
Wasn't that, like, 33?
That was really low. That was the lowest movie we've reviewed so far.
Really?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah. Tough stuff.
Okay, well, then what would you give this? Punk?
Hunk?
Punk. I did not call you a hunk.
That I thought you were complimenting me, but it was an insult.
What would you give this one, handsome?
hey, cute thing. What would you give this
movie?
Cute thing. I would give this movie. I'm gonna give it what Rotten Tomatoes gave to Aliens in the Attic. I'm gonna give it a 33%.
Oh my freaking gosh!
I'm gonna give it 33%.
You didn't do the thing that you usually do.
No, I don't have the energy to do it. I'm not going to waste my creative output on this movie.
Oh, my gosh, dude. For real? You didn't like it this
no,
much?
No, I was thinking about something with, like, how many people would I be willing in, like, my family to sacrifice to, like, be bitten for, like, as a vampire for this movie? Like, I have 5 people in my family.
What is your question?
if
that was the most long.
If someone held me at gunpoint.
Question I've ever heard.
If someone held me at gunpoint and said, the little vampire is going to be erased from the planet unless you sacrifice X amount of people for your family to be bitten by a vampire. And you like, you have to give at least one person or one thing in your family. I'm like, yo, I got two goldfish in the basement. You can maybe have one.
And that's, what a description.
That's, yeah. Yeah.
That was a long question. Yeah.
That's my answer. That's my Titan Tomatoes.
So you would probably give this like a 3 cows out of 10.
Yeah, 3 cows out of 10, 1 goldfish vampire.
Okay.
Yep.
Wow, dude. Wow. Any closing remarks on this movie?
I probably hated on it too much. I think little kids will enjoy it still.
Yeah.
I think if you're looking for a fun, spooky movie, it's innocent. It's, you know, it's pure fun.
Yeah.
And put it in front of your kids. It could be a good family movie, but it's just not for me. I'm not going to show my kids this movie.
Put it in front of me. I'll watch it.
Yeah.
I'll watch it. I rented it.
You'll enjoy yourself.
I paid $3 for this
movie. I watched it for free.
Good for you.
Thanks, man. But I've paid for every other movie.
Speaking of our sponsor, Tubi. Sponsor us.
Sponsor us, Tubi. You give us all the content, all the movies. Come on.
Yeah, Billie Eilish. Sponsor us.
Sponsor us.
Come on. You got to do something. You just dropped your album back in July. What are you doing now?
Sponsor. The reception was kind of like, we know that you're looking for other options right now.
Right.
And you got a podcast right here waiting for you in open arms.
Right. And we'll have you on.
We'll definitely. Sure. We'll squeeze you into our schedule.
Don't you know I'm too good for you?
Boom, boom.
I'm higher than can you afford to?
The Scorn.
Oh, yeah.
I was trying to think of what that Office quote was.
Yeah.
But,
wow, man. It's a bummer about this movie.
What are some closing remarks?
Bummer about this movie. It's a bummer that you don't like this movie.
Yeah.
Which, honestly, see, okay, let me put it in this perspective. I grew up watching The Little Vampire.
Yes.
You grew up watching movies probably like Mars Needs Moms.
No. I grew up watching stuff like...
Remember Planet 51?
Monsters, Inc. Stuff like Finding Nemo.
Okay, I did too. Mm. I watched those.
Really?
I totally watched those.
When you were a kid?
Yeah.
How old were you when those came out?
Well...
Probably like 4 or 5.
Finding Nemo came out in 2003, I think. So I was like,
that was the first movie I ever saw in theaters, actually.
Finding Nemo, really?
That's a movie that's definitely on the list to do later.
I don't know what movie it was that I first saw when I don't have the first memory of the movie, but an early memory I have is when I watched one of my favorite movies ever. We watched it together, actually. The Cat in the Hat.
Yeah.
That was the first time. That was like one of the few times I remember as a kid watching that in theaters. But
I'll kill you. I'll do it. I'll make it look like a bloody accident. Mike Myers, everybody.
I'm so excited.
That was good.
Thanks, man.
That was good.
So we're doing Beetlejuice next week? Is that what we're doing?
Next week we're watching Beetlejuice.
I can't make it next week.
Okay.
Dude, what if
a solo pod?
What if it's just you? But like all the cameras are still here.
Every now and then we just go to a blank chair every now and then.
Yeah. Dana, what do you have to say?
It's
just no one. It's just the chair like,
what's your then and now? And then like, oh yeah. Oh yeah.
You're like, oh, yeah. You go like, see, now I disagree with that.
See, we just don't see eye to eye.
Yeah.
So, Beetlejuice.
Oh, man.
And thanks for keeping
Dark
it real.
Mr. Taliban, tally me banana. Daylight come and me want to go home.
Thanks for keeping it real, guys.
Hold on, we got to plug our IGs.
All right, we'll do that again. I don't want to keep that part in.
What, the banana?
No, dude, just do that again.
We're keeping this. Keep this in. This is funny.
Okay.
Yo.
Because Tanner's got to plug in all his social medias.
Yo, what's up, guys? Remember me? It's Tanner, the host. Follow me on Instagram at Tanner Reckledge. Also, Reel It In Podcast. Also, Talk Time with Tanger. Also, Grow and Go. Mm-hmm. All on Spotify. And, yeah, make sure to drop a follow.
Drop a follow.
And subscribe to the YouTube. What the heck are you doing to your face?
You can follow me at LaCroixBoyBen on Instagram. And I'm sorry that the OnlyFans is not up yet.
I freaking hate you.
We're getting there, guys.
Keep it real.